各位朋友晚上好，我是贤良。今晚的节目我们换个口味，听古典，听贝多芬。中学时有一篇课文，我如果没有记错的话，应该叫做扼住命运的咽喉，是选自罗曼·罗兰的贝多芬传，将贝多芬失聪却创作出伟大的命运交响曲的故事。而这部电影复制贝多芬，主要是讲贝多芬晚年时候创作第九交响曲前后的故事，以一个年轻女超谱员的视角展示了关于贝多芬的音乐、性格和灵魂。一方面，他是一个伟大的天才，是离上帝最近的人，而另一方面，他狂躁、傲慢又粗鲁，基本上不能和别人正常相处。他是一个有缺陷的人，却创造出了完美的旋律。他是一个让人讨厌的疯子，你却不能不爱那些动人的音乐。颤动的空气是上帝对人的灵魂在说话，音乐是上帝的语言。
What key does it start in?
No key.
No key? You can't write music in no key.
Well, I can't write this in anything but no key. It's common type. Molto adagio. Sotto voce. First violin, quarter notes. Middle C up to A. Measure. G.Up to C time, F. Second violin, bar two, from C up to A, double note E, G, C.
Have it.
Viola clef, 2B pressed.
It's a hymn.
Yes, hymn of thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
To God for sparing me to finish my work.After the pianissimo, the canon resumes. First violin takes the theme. Viola, C to A, is growing, gaining strength. Second violin, C to A.
An octave higher.
Yes, then the struggle. First violin, C, up an octave, and then up to G. And the cello.
Down.
Yes, down. Pull down. Half notes, F, E, D, pulled constantly down.And then, a voice, a single frail voice emerges, soaring above the staff. The striving continues. moving below the surface.
Crescendo?
Yes. First violin longing, pleading to God, and then God answers. The clouds open. Loving hands reached out and raised up into heaven. Cello remains earthbound, but the other voices soar suspended.
For an instant.
Yes, for an instant in which you can live forever. Earth does not exist. Time is timeless. And the hands that lifted you caress your face. Mold them to the face of God. And you are at one. You are at peace. You're finally free.
贝多芬在生命的最后时刻还在进行着创作，探索着新的音乐形式，在未知的领域冒险。他的一生都是与音乐为伴的，他的一生也都是孤独的，孤独就是他的信仰。电影本身并不能谈得上经典，但是什么样的电影又能比得上贝多芬的音乐更能让人震撼呢？电影所演绎的第九交响曲也是经典中的经典。接下来的时间，闭上眼睛，什么也不要想，戴上耳机，把耳朵交给贝多芬。
Thank you. Sondern lasst uns ein.